Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. My name is Eric Cloward. Today's episode is called Self-Ownership. One of the things that the Stoics teach us is that we shouldn't worry about the opinions of others. And this advice is obviously pretty good advice. And it's pretty easy to follow when it's somebody that we don't really care about or somebody we don't know. But it's really difficult to follow when it's somebody that we do care about, such as our family or maybe our partner or coworkers. And I want to talk today a little bit about how we can work through some of these issues. For me, this idea of worrying about the opinions of others, being especially when they're close to you, has been one of the most difficult relationship issues that I've ever had in any of the relationships that I've had. It's been difficult to deal with in my family. Because I have this strong people-pleaser streak in me, when somebody disagrees with me that I really care about, I will often find myself backpedaling or rephrasing something to make it sound like that I'm really agreeing with them. When somebody disapproves of me, I find it really difficult and oftentimes will get upset because when they disapprove of something I'm doing, it makes me feel like maybe I'm broken or there's something that I'm doing that's wrong and that the problem is me. I immediately go to that. And so I feel like basically with them passing judgment on me or thinking they're passing judgment on me, then I start to get upset about it. Learning how to deal with the disapproval of others and to have differing opinions of others has been a really, really hard thing for me to learn how to do. And like I said, this has been one of the biggest problems in any relationship I've had. I remember one time my ex-wife asked me my opinion on something and I paused trying to think of what the right answer was. And she immediately just snapped back at me and said, "Hey, I want your opinion. I don't want you to figure out what the right answer is because there isn't a right answer." Even in my current relationship, sometimes my partner gets a little annoyed with me because when she has an opposing opinion to me, I will oftentimes find it really, really difficult just to let that be. You know, I'll either want to change her mind or I'll get upset about the fact that she disapproves of something that I'm doing. Marcus Aurelius said, "I've often wondered how it is that every man loves himself more than all the rest of men, but yet sets less value on his own opinions of himself than on the opinions of others." And I've used this quote several times in this podcast, but it's just one of those fundamental concepts that I keep coming back to because it's something that I really struggle with. And I think in our world, especially with all the social media and everything going on, we really get caught up in the opinions of others. So how do we deal with this, especially when it's somebody close to us? How can we handle things in a better way that we can allow that space for them to have their differing opinions and for us to have our differing opinions and still be close with these people? Well, I think the first thing is that we need to make sure that we are taking 100% responsibility for our emotions and our actions, that we don't look to somebody else to change for us to feel better. That we say, you know what, this is how I feel about this, and that's okay. And not putting it on anybody else to change that, fix that, or blame them for feeling the way that we feel. And that we take responsibility for our actions. Nobody ever makes us do anything. We always have a choice in that. The second thing is that we need to be strong in holding our opinion, that we're okay with our opinion, that if somebody doesn't like our opinion, it doesn't really matter. And as long as we're living up to our core principles, even if it feels frustrating, even if our, you know, the person that we care about the most does not like something that we do or something that we say or something that we believe, if it holds close to our core principles and we have acted with honor and have behaved well, and if we haven't, and we, you know, we own the parts where we didn't, then it doesn't matter. We need to give ourselves this space to say, yes, I have the right to have my opinion. My opinion is okay. And that's really not an easy thing because so many times I try to find the right answer and there isn't a right answer. There's my answer. That doesn't mean that they have to hold my opinion at all. It doesn't mean that I have to be upset if they don't have the same opinion as me. It means that I can say, yep, this is my opinion and you are welcome to your opinion as well. And learning how to be respectful of other people that way can actually improve your relationship very, very dramatically. And this is something that I work on all the time. This is one of my biggest struggles. And I figure if I'm struggling with this, maybe you are too. So remember, owning your emotions and your actions is really what it comes down to. That self-ownership can make you a happier person in your life. And probably improve any relationship that you have. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Be good to yourselves, be good to others, and thanks for listening. Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.